I'm Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes abolishing civil government schools. Common Core opponents are a dime a dozen. Like Homeschool Legal Defense Association has taught them, they think Common Core is the machine that must be destructed. It isn't. The civil government school system is the machine that must be destructed. This is anecdotal, but still, I think, something that holds true. Common Core opponents, like Tea Party members, are conservatives in their 40s and older. They're old enough to know about Reagan conservatism and old enough to have seen it slowly die under two George Bushes and the other two liberal presidents. They're also old enough and wise enough to know that if they're not the ones to stop the humanistic momentum, their children will be the perpetual numeric minority in this country. My point here about these Common Core opponents, and the reason I cite their age, is because they are also old enough to have gone to a civil government school and have a fairly favorable view of that school. In other words, public school to those people who oppose Common Core was a good time. They were able to be sheltered from being taught classical Christianity, but at the same time not be pummeled with humanism. They had the best of both worlds, supposedly. So now that they are older, many of them want to undo Common Core and give their children a nice, comfortable education, free of liberalism, but also free of Christ. Even though a neutral education is impossible, the Common Core opponents don't know this, and their own high school happy days color their policy. They think, let's just undo Common Core and return our schools to a type of God-fearingness, but not one that ultimately gets us to Christ-centeredness. In case you are not understanding what I'm saying here, I'm not complimenting these people. Undoing Common Core isn't good enough. Eliminating civil government schools is the only thing that's good enough for our children. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.